Welcome back to another episode of Rock Talk.
Cheapest host, Bradley Martin.
The cheapest host? How am I cheap?
Jacob was saying he had no idea how to set up a podcast, and you have a podcast guy, but you don't want to bring him out because that would include you having to pay for a hotel for him, and you would never pay for a hotel for an employee.
Well, I didn't say that.
That's not true. None of that's true. No, the reason why is because I know how to do the setup.
You want to save money, and you don't want to employ.
No, because it was like, I didn't want to have a bunch of people at your fucking spot. I mean, looking out for you.
Well, yeah, we got mushrooms.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, Jacob said that. We got mushrooms here. I figured we'd record the beginning. He ate 3 chicken tenders today and 2 pieces of French bread.
That dog looks like he eats everything.
Yeah,
he knows you're talking about him too. Donnie, this one's like, yo, give me some chocolate.
He actually humped through and came all over my couch. $20,000 couch. First time coming, and he did it all over $20,000 couch.
Selena caught the whole thing.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, as soon as she saw him jizzing, she did a fucking, that's how she hurt her foot. She did a front dive. Catch all the cum in
it. Oh my god, no.
That's why her foot's like that.
No, she did the flip.
That's my son. That's disgusting.
I know, it's gross. What's, oh, like that? What's wrong with you?
He's just like that about me all the time.
Here, mushroom chocolates for her. Go, I ate. See what I ate? No, you eat a petal. Yes, okay. That's all you eat.
But, I just have 2 petals.
More than a petal.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to be tripping the second.
Am I?
No.
So the thing is, a random chef made it.
That's my boy.
And a random chef made it, and I think I recall him saying they're 1.7 grams each chocolate, but we can't confirm that. We would need like a time machine or something.
You gotta spit these bitches out over here. You gotta be scared right now.
Are you really gonna spit them out?
Bro, I already had mushrooms.
Oh, dude, your eyeballs are kind of big. Your pupils are getting big.
Yeah, he's cute as fuck. Like, that's actually really cute.
He falls asleep standing up and he cries.
Welcome back to another episode of Raw Talk. I got Selena Smith with me. A lot of you guys know her, probably seen her on the internet. I'm definitely, this is not all she is, obviously, but you're going to know her as Steve Will Do It's girlfriend. Yes.
Yes.
And for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Like, you guys grew up together.
Yeah.
So
we
the
did.
Story you guys are talking about right now is like something from like, how old were you?
I was 14. I know I was 14 because this is not around anymore. But basically, he like messaged me. There was this like weird website that everyone was like asking each other anonymous questions at school. And like, it was called Ask FM. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I don't know what the fuck that is. I have no idea what that is.
So yeah, I don't really know how else to explain it other than you just got all these like anonymous questions and like everyone had their own account. So you knew who you were sending it to, but you didn't know like where it was coming from. And he like messaged me and was like, hey, I like your red hair and like here's my phone number or something. Is that how it went?
You had red hair back then? Steve's in the background by here, by the way. He's over here. Come in. If you want to help on this story real quick, just come join real quick, right?
Yeah, he seems to have like a clear memory of it.
Go, yeah. No,
I think I said that she looks like some whore. Selena, was it Selena Gomez who had the red hair at the time?
No, Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, yes, that bitch. So I said that.
Did you?
I had red ass hair.
And I said I liked it, and then she said something like, text me sometime. At
14, what kind of phones were you guys texting on? He was into self-care at 14 years old.
Yeah, he like always did face masks and stuff. He always did face masks, and like his mom like loved to give him face masks as gifts. He was doing face masks every night.
It's so funny because like what I know of Steve now, and obviously I want to get into more about your guys' relationship and it's you in general, but he's one of the most, ironically, because on the internet, you know, you see him as like, you know, a lot of people got used to him being the guy who drank all this alcohol and did all this unhealthy shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of the most health conscious people that I know.
He is.
Like, and he cares about like his skin, his face, his like all this stuff, like well before I ever did. Like, mm-hmm. I just in the last 2 years was like, oh, I should like, you know, learn about red light therapy. I mean, I've been doing red light therapy for like the last 4 years, but like for my face specifically, or like using certain kinds of lotions like hyaluronic acid and stuff like this to like look younger. Mm-hmm. This guy's what, 22 years old doing it. Has he always been into like shit like that? Apparently he's 14. Like,
like always like self-care, like make sure he goes to the gym and like does his face mask and stuff like that. But he had just started getting into like all of the like stem cell and red light, like, recently, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, interested to see in 10 years, like, what he's into. Like, there's going to be so many things by
him. Yeah, like, I mean, this guy's going to be getting into, like, I don't know, like, gene stuff.
Yeah, there's, like, this machine that you can go in that, like, one of our doctors, he has it, and you just lay in it for 25 minutes, and it's equivalent to, like, 7 hours of sleep or something.
That's a red light therapy thing.
Right? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Are you into all that stuff?
I'd try it, but I don't, like, have a strong, like, passion for it like he does.
What are you passionate about? Because, like, I mean, like, again, the people watching this, like, you guys know, I was like, Steve will do his girlfriend, but, like, what is Selena about? Like, where, you know, what makes you fucking happy?
I love my dogs and, like, just Florida. Like, I just love life, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Is it ever weird, like, because, like, you know, you're with Steve, do you ever feel like you have, like, less of a sense of your own purpose, or do you ever struggle with that?
Not really, because, like, I always am doing my own thing. Like, it's not really for everyone to see, because I don't, like, post much. I'm kind of shy, but
yeah,
I don't know.
It's crazy, because, like, you're kind of shy, but you do the OnlyFans stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly, like, how that whole process worked out, but you were doing that prior, and then, like, didn't like, I know they got involved to help you, like, promo or whatever, and then it, like, blew up. I knew that, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't think I would have started OnlyFans if I wasn't, like, hanging out with Steven. Like, I would have just had, like, a normal job, but
yeah,
it was honestly his idea.
What do you think about the whole stigma around OnlyFans, like, being OnlyFans and being OnlyFans girl, etc.? Which I think is like, kind of dying now. Like, the stigma is dying. Not using OnlyFans, but I think it's becoming a lot more acceptable, because I know a lot of girls who, like Noelle, for example, girls who use OnlyFans and they don't do anything explicit. Like, it's just photos that girls are already posting on Instagram.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the stigma around it?
I mean, I think that it's for anyone. Like, you can make of it whatever you want to. Like, you don't have to show anything if you don't want to. A lot of people have, like, cooking shows, and, like, you can do so many different things on OnlyFans.
Yeah. What do you do on OnlyFans?
I just have a lot. I'm like, topless, and I do videos.
You do topless shit?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Fuck. That's dope. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I've been since the start, though. I think I've been doing OnlyFans for, like, 2 years now.
I know everyone is probably thinking that they're like, fuck you scumbag, you for sure already subscribed, but I actually have never done that. I've never subscribed to Selena's OnlyFans. I've actually never subscribed to a single OnlyFans. I know what people are posting because I help some girls, like, manage some girls and work with them, but I've never actually subscribe to one. Not that I think you shouldn't. I think it's you know, it's amazing if you guys want to do it, but it's also crazy to me because I see some of the messages that guys send girls and I'm shocked. Yeah. I'm shocked at the stuff that's sent. Like, do you ever, like, what's the weirdest thing you've ever got messaged on OnlyFans?
Oh, that's hard because I get, like, 100 messages a day. Like, I honestly couldn't tell you.
But is there anything that stands out where you're like, I don't know why? Because I know, like, guys will be like, rape my cock and do all this kind of... Seriously.
Yeah, that's, like, all, like, the time. But, like, today, for example, I, like, open one of my messages and some guy wants to buy my shoes so that his wife can wear them and kick him in the balls with my shoes on.
Shut the fuck... Yo, no, there's no way.
Yeah, like, that was just today. So that's the first thing that popped in my head, but...
He wants to buy your shoes so he can give them to his wife to kick him in the balls, like, for foreplay, it sounds like.
Yeah, like, I guess some people are into that.
I know some people are into punishment and shit. It's, like, a weird thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, answer the messages, and I'm just like, yeah.
What,
like,
are you going to sell the shoes?
Yeah, I do sell things, like, on my Depop. I don't run it, but I have, like, a Depop, and all my fans can, like, buy my used stuff on there, but...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you get any weird, like, foot, like, requests where people are like, I need, like, pictures of your feet, like, squeezing something or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm asking for a friend, not for myself.
I've learned, like, so much from, like, just talking to all these people. There's this thing that, like, is really common called a foot pussy. And it's like, it's when you, like, take your feet
and put them together.
You put them together like this.
Yes.
And everyone asks to see my foot pussy. And I'm okay. Like,
okay. I know about this because I was on another podcast. I was on Stiff Socks with there's two comedians on this show. And, and one of them was talking about his story that he likes this exact thing you're talking about. Like, it's his fetish.
Oh, he, like, liked it?
Yes. Like, he want, like, exactly what you're saying, like, putting your feet up, like together. and him, and he likes to fuck his girlfriend's feet. Like, he was 100% serious. I'm not kidding. And I'm not gonna lie, I thought about it for a second. I was like, there might be something there.
Maybe if there was,
but it's
like,
kind of weird.
Yeah, like maybe if there's like lotion on your feet or like.
Has
something.
Steve ever tried to fuck your feet?
No, okay. No, no.
Steve, you never wanted to fuck her feet? No. No, it's a very weird thing. I'm swear, like he told me this, and I was shocked. I was like, I don't believe this. And he was adamant about it, like how serious he was and how much he loved this. So this is a thing.
I'm surprised that someone was just like openly like it. I mean,
oh, he owns it.
Yeah, I guess.
So they want so people on OnlyFans want you to send your feet together so they can judge your feet pussy to be like, I want to fuck this foot pussy.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's just such an interesting concept.
I know. I'm like sitting here trying to think of any other weird things I've gotten.
Yeah, like the weirdest things. I want to know the weirdest things because I've seen like guys that's like rape my cock, or guys will say like to Noelle like, do a photo shoot on top of Brad's thing, and some guy. Oh my god! Some guy messaged this, was like, I want to eat you out while Brad fucks me with his massive cock from behind or something like that.
Oh my gosh!
I swear to God, this is a message in DM. So I'm, this is assuming it's a guy. It's a guy who wants to eat. No, it's not a chick. It's a dude who like wants to get fucked by me while he's eating her out. Like he said this in a message.
I believe it.
So what are the weirdest messages you've gotten?
I've gotten that only with like Steven. Like,
of course.
Yeah, people say crazy shit. I don't know.
It's kind of interesting because like, I guess it makes sense. I mean, all the weird shit that exists on the internet, like pornography and all the shit that's out there. Like mm-hmm. these people, like I said, they're finding their way into OnlyFans to try and get that from people that they probably have more of a connection with. Cause like you have social media stuff, you make posts, they have like a relationship to Steve. They think about these weird, like kind of like connections. Mm-hmm. And even with me and Noelle, they think about like these connections, which me and her are not even there. Obviously you and Steve, you guys have your own intimate relationship and you've had for years, but I just find it interesting that people get off on like the idea of people probably ask you to like, I don't know, take pictures in Steve's bed. Right. Cause like someone's saying, go take photos in Brad's bed to Noelle. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is so strange.
A lot of people are just like, can I see Steve's dick? And I just like don't answer. Like, I'm not going to try. Yeah. I don't get anything like, I want to see his like bed or his closet. It's just
they
like,
don't want to see his foot pussy?
No.
Because like.
No.
No. That's so funny to me, man. The OnlyFans thing's a trip. Like, totally a trip to me.
I know. I'm honestly like so. It's like hard for me to think of weird things because like I'm kind of just like. I don't want to say I'm like numb to it, but I just read weird shit every day. I'm just like people are the way they are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I'm saying this. I'm telling everyone listening, like I'm not judging at all. Like if you're into these things, it is what it is. I just find it really fucking interesting.
Yeah.
Cause like, I think we're all into some kind of weird shit. Like what?
I don't think I'm in any
weird shit. No. So we're not all into weird. Okay. It's just me. No, there's no way.
You
gotta be into some weird shit.
No.
Steve's not into some weird shit.
I don't know.
I love how Steve's lingering around. This conversation is so fucking funny. Is Steve's not in anything weird? Wait, Steve, what are you doing? Where are you going?
Sorry, so.
Go ahead.
She actually makes me. The foot pussy thing is true. She actually will put like Nutella on my feet and lick up my. But she never called it a foot pussy. But yeah, just
explode. Is this real?
No, yes. I have no idea what he's talking about.
You never licked his feet with Nutella?
No, that's disgusting. I would never go within.
But Nutella's good though. You like Nutella mouth. Though?
Oh, I love Nutella, okay. But I would never put my foot on.
Do you like Steve?
Yes, but his feet are like.
I'm sensing some like.
His Steve. Toenails curl over his toes. Like he can't do.
Yeah, mine do too. But that happens because I'm so like not lazy, but. Caught up in other things that I don't cut them sometimes, and it's a problem. I have like fucking talons.
Yeah, that's same with him. I don't know. You guys are
so. What else are you into besides? I know you do some streaming stuff.
Yeah, I love gaming. I like to work out sometimes. I like go through phases, but I'm like really into gaming right now. I could game all day. Like I want to stream right now.
You were literally streaming before we started this podcast. You play Fortnite and stuff.
Yeah, all I play is Fortnite because it's the only game I'd like know how to play. But
yeah.
I'm good at it. And I love streaming. Like
you are much better than I thought you'd be.
Mm-hmm.
You, like, and I think you could be good at it too. Because like, I think most guys just like to watch girls do anything, but a girl who's like good at video games is like a different. You know, it's like a different level.
Yeah,
it's dope.
It's
so,
a lot of fun.
You mentioned working out. I find something interesting about you because I think we trained before a few times at my gym in LA, and every time we worked out, like I think you were super impressive, like athletic wise to me. So, like, did you play sports and shit growing up? Like, what is that background? Where does that come from?
Yeah, I cheered when I was... I cheered for, like, 10 years. Maybe, like, 9 or 8. Actually, not 10. Okay. But then I did weightlifting for 3 years, and that was my shit. I was so strong. Like, I didn't know how strong I was until I started weightlifting. And I don't know. I could just, like, put up 135 on bench, like... It was nothing. It was crazy.
Yeah, you have like weird shit, and you're super athletic. Like you, the other day, I mean, you have a boot on your foot right now because you injured your foot because you did a backflip on like basically concrete. But you did a, I was like shocked. I remember you said, oh, I can do a backflip. And I'm thinking like, no, you can't. Because me personally, I busted. I literally destroyed my knee trying to do a backflip. And I was telling you like, I trusted some guy. And this is why I haven't done a backflip. Everyone was asking like, why haven't you done a backflip? Like I was trying to learn how to do a backflip like, 3 years ago, I was in Sacramento, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna try to learn this backflip because I know like I can do like some lift and do a backflip, or I can backflip and then do some lift, and it'd be cool on the internet. Just like straight up, that's why I was thinking about doing it, I'm not gonna lie. And yeah, and so this guy goes, I got you, I'll spot you, right? And I'm like, oh bet, like this, I trust this guy because he's like the guy. He's like super. I think it was like a fight gym. I was in Northern California, Sacramento somewhere, and he's like, I got you, I'll spot you. Cause like what you can do if you're trying to learn how to do a backflip, normally you want to do this in like foam pits and stuff where you're like safer. But for some reason, my dumb ass is like, yeah, I trust you on like this solid, somewhat padded, like MMA mat or something. And he's like, yeah, I'll just like spin you when you like hit that peak.
Yeah. Like once you're in the air.
Once I'm in the air. So I go to flip. He doesn't spin me. And I land directly on my knee, and for like literally 2 years, my knee is like destroyed.
Oh,
like I had like a weird bump that like finally eventually came out of the knee. But I feel your pain because like I felt bad because I challenged you and was like, nah, you can't do a backflip, because it was my own personal like ego because I can't do a backflip, and I'm kind of sad.
I was trying to show off, honestly.
And you showed off, but you did it twice.
Yeah.
And the second one hurt yourself.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like I like to just like. When I was lifting weights and like tumbling, I don't like to warm up anything. I like to just be like, wah, and like get it. I don't know. That's how I do it best.
Yeah, because so you did cleans just, and stuff too at my gym. I remember you doing like cleaning jerks, all that.
I don't like to warm up.
Yeah, it's but obviously, ladies and gentlemen, warming up is very important. You should warm up. So when it comes to working out, when it comes to like sports, you have a little bit of a background because you did like cheer and stuff like this.
Yeah, but, I did cheer, weightlifting.
What so how consistent are you with the gym now? Do you still enjoy it as much? Because Steve's a psychopath and I'm in the gym with that guy every day. And you're not there every day.
Yeah.
You're not as into it anymore?
I mean, I like to say I am, but I used to just be like a crazy gym freak. Like I used to go to weightlifting every day after school for like 2 hours, do my full workout, come home, run a mile.
Yeah.
And then that would be me every day. And then I started just doing cardio. Like I like to lift when I have a trainer like telling me what to do.
Yeah.
And I have like, I don't know.
You need guidance on it.
Yeah. Like I need a trainer. Yeah. I've been working with a trainer a little bit recently, but I don't know.
Why'd you stop?
I hurt my foot.
Oh, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was my fault. I mean, honestly, I feel bad. It was my fault.
It's kind of lit though, because I don't have to like, so now I can be like, hey Steven, will you get me water? And I like don't feel bad about it because like my foot's broken.
But he'd do it for you anyways.
Yeah.
I know, you know what I noticed about Steven and you and Steven, your relationship? This guy, and I know this on my dime and I just want to make this known, because Steve would always try to make me sound like a cheap fucker on the internet. I paid for, I don't know how many meals for Selena, but it's because Steve's like, I love feeding Selena. Like I swear to God, we're ordering food and he's like, get this and get this and get this. And I'm like, you're not eating this shit. And he's like, no, it's for Selena.
I know, he's like, get a cookie, get a brownie, get everything.
Like he really cares about you though, for real. Like, how is your actual relationship with Steve? Like, are you guys, I know you've gone through ups and downs, obviously. You guys have been dating since you're fucking like children. Mm-hmm. And in my eyes, I'm 33 years old next month, you guys are still children. Mm-hmm. But what is that like? Because along with like, obviously the fame, the popularity, like anywhere you go, like someone saying, hey, this is that, this is this. What is that whole feeling like?
What, you got something to say?
Why is he coming in here?
Answer that question. But I was sitting down there and I heard some Crockett shit. Brad is 35 and he lied.
Bro, you're
everybody
such a scumbag.
That he's 33.
You're
33, 35, not a big deal. You don't need to lie about 2 years. Do you know anyone in this world, Selena, that lies about 2 years?
I'm like, not lying about this.
I'm just saying there's no need to say you're 30, When you're actually 35, let the world know. 35 is cool.
I'm 33 next month. I'm 33 next month. Steve likes to lie about shit. I don't know why, dude. Why do you like to lie on my name, man? Fucking
he just storms off.
Motherfucker. I knew that's what I knew when he was coming here. I knew he was coming in for that. He's been on that for the last like 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
But anyways, like I was saying, do you like do you ever get caught up or does it ever feel weird or like what is your actual like intimate relationship like? What is it like dating Steve? Like are you
We're kind of just like partners in life, right? Yeah. I don't know. We just
it's so funny because he it's wants like to come in here and answer this shit.
I know, it's like hard but to this answer. Makes sense. We kind of just like do everything together.
That's why this we is actually, so interesting to me right now.
We got our genetic tests back, both of us, like recently, and they're like spot on the same. So I think that's why I like to be around him so much because I feel like we just get each other. Like our brains work very similarly.
I've noticed that.
And I'm crazy.
You know he is, for sure.
Crazy, and I get consumed by work and YouTube and gambling and shit. And she gets it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I'm like a very difficult person to be with because I'm crazy and I'm so spontaneous. I'll do crazy things.
I see this.
Like, I'm moving to a condo in Mexico, and I made that decision in like 2 days. I'm already paying cash for 6 months rent. Like, that's a spontaneous, crazy decision that no one just makes in under 48 hours.
Yeah.
So shit like that. I'm a crazy psychopath.
Yeah, no. And I can understand it somehow.
Yeah, that's why I noticed that. I noticed that about you. Like, you guys, it's funny, even the dynamic, him coming on and coming and jumping and answering the questions. You guys just seem to be like a good unit.
Yeah.
You know? Have you ever had any moments that were, like, bad, though, where you're like, fuck, I don't know if this is going to work out. Like, don't worry about this motherfucker. Don't come over here fucking this part up, bitch. have you ever had any moments where you're, like, doubting whether it would work or not?
I don't know. It's, like, hard to say. Like, sometimes when he's, like, really, really busy... Like, when he's traveling and, like, doing Happy Dad stuff, it's, like, annoying as fuck. But I kind of, like, understand that, yeah. Like, he has to do that now.
Yeah. He does. Because
it's going to sell later. It's going to be great. Like, he doesn't have... And he's, like, visiting all these different states. And it's, like, he just has to go to that state once. And, like, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the whole process, right?
Yeah,
like, for
exactly.
Them, the marketing, the promotion. But having someone that understands that, I just find it's so interesting to me. Because, again, I'm 33 years old. Fuck you, Steve. You guys being so young and being able to understand, because like it takes a more mature woman, a more mature person to understand when someone is like a little crazy, super crazy motivated and driven, and being able to deal with that at such a high level where it's like that person needs to be gone this many days out of the week, or they need to film content every day of the week, or they need to do something bigger every week. Because I mean, I've been around for all these, and I'm like obviously not dating Steve like that, but we have a different relationship and I'm in it. But it's also a part of everything I do as well.
Yeah.
And so I find it interesting. I'm trying to figure out through you, do you ever have moments where you're like, you know, man, what the fuck? Because you're not as involved on like the front end as I would say I am, because I'm more involved in all the videos. So do you ever feel like you need more time, or do you ever have moments where you're like questioning?
If I ever feel like I need space, I'll just like call my friend Illis or like go home. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Not really.
Yeah. Yeah. What do your parents think about all this stuff?
Because
it's crazy. Like, yeah. Where you guys have come from, I know it's a small town somewhere in Orlando. And you guys are, like, it's like everything is worldwide now, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And people know all over who you are, who he is. Like, what is that like? Because you grew up in a small town for sure, and you guys were dating. It's like, at 14, like, that being your guys' life, and then now this being the life, it's crazy to me. Like, when I look at it.
It is crazy. I think that like growing up, it was just like my mom and I, so I only have to worry about her approval.
You didn't grow up with a father?
No, my dad actually passed away when I was like 12.
Oh shit. Yeah. How?
He got hit by a car.
Yeah. Oh fuck.
He lived in another state and was like married to someone else, so yeah, he was cool.
he got hit by a car?
Yeah, he was like honestly, we don't know like the whole story, but that's what we were told, that he got hit by a car.
So, but he died when you were 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in sixth grade.
Yeah. Damn, how did that affect you?
I was like really frustrated because like I wanted to like grow up and have a closer relationship with him. But now looking back on it, like it sucks, but I talked to like my grandparents on that side a lot.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like I'm just, like, living for him, I guess. I don't know. Like, they just said that he probably would have wanted me to, like, be successful and all this. And yeah. I don't know.
No, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. It was just so long ago.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah.
I can definitely, I mean, obviously my story, I don't know if you know or whatever, but I lost my father. But it's, I just wonder how it affected you. Has it affected, like, your ability to have, you know, like an intimate relationship? Like, because I know for me, losing my father, it's affected my ability to, like, really trust in relationships, mm-hmm. and to really allow, like, love from someone that I'm intimate with, someone that I really, like, love. It's ironic because it's like the thing that you want the most, you tend to push away sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, because I went through all that, I've realized in my life that I have pushed away people, or I, like, sometimes, like, even though I want something really in my life, like, mm-hmm. love and that intimate feeling to have it, that I almost, my ego is, like, resistant to allowing myself to have it because I grew up with, like, resentment of my connection to love with my father, right? Like, mm-hmm. why did I not have this? Was he not in my life? Was I not good? Because my father took his life, so it's a little differently. But still, you growing up without a father, has it affected your ability to connect intimately in any way, do you think? Has it affected your ability to trust?
Honestly, no. Like, it's so crazy because, like, I always knew my dad was obsessed with me. Like, him and my mom were kind of, like, not on the best terms, but, like, he had, like, my name tattooed on his neck and was, he would have, like, been with me every day if he could have, but I was, like, a mommy's girl, and, like, I was just listening to my mom, and yeah. It was just her and I. And my mom does, like, enough for a mom and dad. Like, she's an amazing mom.
Yeah.
But she's hot.
Oh, this is, wait a minute. Make sure you turn that mic towards you.
Yeah, my mom actually has a crush on you.
Yes, yeah, please give me water. Thank you so much. Awesome.
Selena's mom is beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I knew this because Selena's mom slid into my DMs once.
Stop.
Dead serious. 100% serious. Shout out Selena's mom, by the way. I'm not being disrespectful at all. Shout out Tiffany. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the love. She was very sweet. It wasn't like something weird at all, but yeah, she slid in my DMs. Stop.
What did she say?
I don't want to give her the details up like that, but, you know.
That's so funny.
I'll call you. Is she single now?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
She is.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
She is.
Yeah. Like out of 10? Yes. Out of 10? I mean.
Back in high school, I haven't seen her in a while, but back in high school, 10 out of 10.
Back in high school, 10 out of 10?
What do you mean you haven't seen her in a while?
I mean, I haven't seen her. I don't remember. She's amazing.
I love but so you have a great relationship with your mom though.
Yeah, like if anything, it just made me and my mom like insanely close. She like, I don't even know how to put into words how amazing my mom is to me. She's just like does everything. Like I don't know what I would do without her.
Yeah. Has it always been that way?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We've always been like so close.
Is she someone that like, does she ever, I mean, does she ever question the things that you're doing, or is she always supportive?
She's always supportive, but she definitely does not fully understand it. Like, she's very supportive, but I don't think she, like, understands all the time. Like, we bump heads a lot, and she's just...
I'm sorry, but this is really fucking me up right now.
Donnie!
Okay. Oh, Donnie is on the roof. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Why did you stop
him?
No,
because
I thought the camera's gonna get... Our dog just came for the first time. On my cloud couch, $20,000. Shout out to Donald. He just came, but he rapes my other male dog, and it's not cool.
It's not good.
So shame on you, Donald. Yeah. But also, shout out to you for coming for the first time on my couch. That happened at my place.
So stupid.
No.
Not everyone. The first time you come, it's not on a $20,000 couch, and he did it. So shout out to you, Donald.
Tell the story, because you were there.
I was playing Fortnite the other day, and I had my headset on, and then I hear in the living room, like, wow, 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 and I'm like, oh, fuck, they're fighting again. And so I get up, and Donnie's dick is just, like, fully out, like, dragging on the ground. It was that long. Like, I did not know.
Whoa.
I didn't know it could look like that. And it was
Donnie is fucking packing.
It was disgusting. Like, I always thought that when dogs fucked, they would just look like the little pink thing.
The red rocket thing.
Yeah, like a little red rocket, and it's just, like, whatever. No, it was, like, huge. It was scary. And then he was, like, coming everywhere all over Steven's couch. yelled at them. And I'm wondering, do they do that all the time when they think we're not home? Because I don't think they knew I was there.
Because you were around the corner.
Yes, I was so grossed out.
But
like,
you got
I
on FaceTime with Steve.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I called Steven like immediately because I did not know what to do.
Because there's a screenshot. I wish we could pop that screenshot up, but Steve took a screenshot of the dog's dick. And sent it to me. And he actually sent it. He sent it to me once. And I think randomly, like the next day, he just sent it to me. I don't know, just to remind me that like that happened. But like,
yeah, he's like, hey, look.
Does he ever send you any random pictures and shit? Like, how is Steve off camera? That's what I want to know. And that's what the people want to know, I think.
He's just like super goofy. I can't even like explain his humor because it's just insane. He'll just start like, I don't know.
Just random shit. Yeah, like, I mean, that makes sense because it's like, kind of how it is on camera.
Yeah, like yesterday, he's like over my shoulder watching me play Fortnite. He knows what Fortnite is. He's like, "Why are you playing?" Because he knows I'm streaming. I'm like, "What are you like?" He just has a funny sense of humor.
When you're not streaming, when you aren't doing anything, you guys are like alone chilling. How is he like sense of humor wise?
It's like the same. Like, the same. Yeah, it's exactly the same.
I think that's why it does so well because it's genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Don't worry. What's the shittiest part about Steve?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know? Because he's right there? She's like, I'm not saying this shit.
I don't know.
No answer? You could be honest. Like, the thing that you have the hardest time with. Like, he's not, I mean, you guys, he must already know. I'm not trying to create an issue. I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Really? Is this a problem? I mean.
No, I mean, like, I know, but I don't know.
Okay, don't say it. It doesn't matter. Fuck it. Do you want to say it, Steve? Do you know what it is?
I don't even know what he's going to say.
I'm interested to know what he's going to say.
No, I mean, there's probably a lot, but I say one thing I'm bad at, like, say if Bitcoin, like, crashed or a video's not doing good, I get kind of, like, turned off. Like, I'm like a zombie. Like, I don't really want to talk or... I don't know, shit like that.
I get that.
Yeah, he gets like grumpy.
Like grumpy and take it out. Like, I'd be like, I'm not even like a human at that point.
I relate
sometimes,
to that.
Like,
yeah, he'll like,
there'll be times.
Get mad at me for not taking Donnie out or something.
Yeah, and it's just because, like, a video is like doing 10 out of 10 or like,
yeah.
I fucking, you know, I lost $200,000 in gambling. It's like, don't fucking talk to me.
I relate. I can understand.
You know, like, that's so shit like that. It's all work shit. Like, because it consumes me. Like, I get consumed. I get taken over.
You do.
And maybe that's why I'm here where I'm at today. Because it consumes my head and it controls me. But most part, everything is good. It's going good. When it's going good, then like I'm good. But
when you're up, you're up.
Yeah. When I'm down, I'm down. And, you know, yeah. But there's more shit, you know.
Do you, Selena, do you pull it back down? Do you ever have like a, because that's an addictive personality, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you have tendencies for that for yourself, or are you more calm?
I think I do, but I don't like really show it. I don't know.
Yeah. Because I can directly relate to that. Like, I know I'm like that a lot with my work and the things that I do as well, where it's like, I have to, you know, I have to constantly be trying to like go forward or build something.
Yeah.
And I imagine it could be tough because it's like, you know, at the level that it's all at now, it's like it constantly needs like that sort of pressure to be good.
Yeah.
And it definitely takes like a strong person, like a strong woman, to be in someone's corner like that, to be able to like understand when they're there. Because it's easy for me to understand Steve because like I can relate on certain levels, mm-hmm. where I'm like, oh, I know what that feels like. Or like, I know what it feels like to want like that, the good video or the good outcome or like to get the bag or whatever. I guess my question for you in relationship to that is like, what has the whole process of like understanding, like dealing with that with him, like going through it with him, has taught you about yourself?
I guess I just have to like learn to be patient and like know that, I don't know, like sometimes I actually have to like just focus on myself.
That's important.
Yeah. Like I just remind myself to focus on myself a lot of the time. Cause like sometimes when he gets in those moods, it's not like it starts like an argument or anything, but like his energy will like consume me and I like secondhand feel stressed over like a problem that's not even mine.
Yeah.
So
that's super common.
Yeah. I guess like that's a big thing, but I don't know. I just, that was good.
Yeah. No,
I'm
get
just
it.
Like tripping on shrooms right now. I'm like, everything's good.
No, you're so silly. Everything's fine. I just like, this is, I just think these are things that people would be like, would be curious about. Cause I'm thinking
about
it.
Sure.
I'm super curious. Cause I see it from the outside and then I'll see moments where, you know, I know Steve will get super stressed and then you're there and like either you'll leave or you guys will disappear in the room or whatever and like he'll deal with something or talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just an interesting thing, and I'm trying to learn it because, you know, I know enough about Steve, people know enough about Steve, but it's like I'm trying to figure out your relationship to it and how you deal with it and just how you process it. So
yeah.
None of this is like wrong. None of it is like, just is what it is.
I guess we just had to like learn to be good at kind of communicating and understanding each other. It's like, I could tell by the look on his face if he's like stressed out or tripping about something. And then yeah. I'll just honestly won't even talk about it with him because he usually will want his space. I'll just like fuck off and worry about myself.
Yeah. So that's important though. Else.
Yeah.
So besides the OnlyFans stuff, the Twitch streaming stuff, like what sort of goals do you have for yourself as far as like the next 5 years?
I would also like Steven actually is like so inspirational. I want to retire my mom so bad. I'm like trying to get her to quit her job every single day. I'm like, please just like, let me help you yeah. out. Quit your job. Cause she works like as a nurse full time. And the hours are so
shout late. Out. Nurses fucking are the best though, by the way. That is such a dope job. Seriously. Thank you for being nurses. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. It's just like so crazy the hours she works. She works like 12 hour shifts. That's 7 to 7. I'm like, girl. Yeah.
It's that's are they too are much. They are they okay, so it's 7 to 7 PM.
Yeah.
And she's been doing it for how many years?
Mm.
It's a tough job.
I wanna say like 15 years.
What sort of environment? It's not like is it what's like what kind of nursing?
She's like a manager of a floor now, so she kind of just like makes the schedules and she like pops in and out of all the patients' rooms. So she's just.
But is it like a is it a hospital?
Oh yeah, she works at a hospital.
A hospital, okay.
Yeah, in Orlando.
Because I know it's like nurses, like Botox nurses and shit like that too. But she doesn't do anything like that. It's like hospital work.
I think right now she's on like a post-surgical floor, so like when everyone's trying to recover, she just like makes sure they're doing good and whatnot. Yeah,
you want to retire your mom, but what else besides like the? Because that's like a goal, right? Like what else? Do you want for your, like, how would you get there, right? Like, obviously, you can make more money on OnlyFans or you make money on Twitch streaming. But, like, what else are you passionate about that you want to go towards that, like, would equal that goal? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, would help you get there? Like, what else do you want to, like, build or what kind of projects do you want to do? Like, what are you interested in?
I think I want to just, like, invest in more real estate.
Yeah.
Probably. In Florida.
In Florida.
Yeah, for sure. I want to get a place in Orlando because... I mean, that's where my mom lives.
Yeah.
And houses there are so nice and so cheap compared to Miami. Like, this house in Orlando is probably, like, well, it's probably still a million, but...
Definitely still a million.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you just get it for such a good price.
Yeah,
and it's
I mean,
private in Orlando.
It's real estate. I think real estate now in Miami is almost as competitive, if not more competitive than, like, L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the same sort of, like, level now, which is crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, fuck California because of... You know, the whole situation over the last few years there.
Yeah, I'm so glad I don't live there anymore.
Yeah, it's tough. I love it. I still love it. I still love, we're expanding the gym there. Like, I still love my house there. I love it. I like spending more time in Florida, it seems like. Just like, people, I don't know, just people in general are just, like, more relaxed.
Yeah, like, your neighbors actually talk to each other. And, like, in LA, like, all the neighbors would... Like, I would walk by when I was walking my dog, they would just like, they'd look like they want to kill me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just my neighborhood.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. People are just, I think in LA, cause it's such a like run and gun type place. Like everyone's trying to make it, everyone's trying to do it. They just, people tend to like learn to phase everyone else out cause they're trying to focus on their own shit. And it tends to be that kind of like, that vibe tends to trickle into like every aspect of it. Cause a lot of influencers will go to LA and be like, oh, I want to go to LA and like try to make it. And then they get there and they realize like all the other influencers or all the other people there are like focused on trying to like be number one. And they kind of like ended up stepping on each other to try to get to be their number one,
yeah.
which is a really weird thing. But it doesn't feel like that in Florida at all.
No, there's like none of that stuff. Like no content houses, whatever that stuff. There's nothing like that.
Well, now we got one out here now. What are you over here smoking cigarettes, dude? Why are you smoking cigarettes?
I want to smoke a joint.
Really?
Can you smoke a joint on this podcast?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll get a joint.
Yeah, it's gonna
get. Smoke cigarettes. I smoked one, and I was trying to piss off Brad, and he didn't notice. So, yeah.
So that was just to piss me off. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Get the joint. It's gonna age restrict, but I don't give a fuck. Doesn't matter.
Maybe not.
Well. Oh yeah, maybe not. I mean, I don't know, dude. They're pretty good because we set it now. You like smoking weed? How you been doing it for a long time?
I've been smoking weed since I was 14.
Yo, you got that? You got her set up? Tilt it down a little bit so it's point. Yeah, there we go.
Perfect. I've been smoking weed since I was 14.
You never get anxiety from smoking weed? Because I get such bad anxiety from smoking too much.
I want to say I've never had anxiety before, but apparently, according to my genetics test, I get anxiety.
No, she doesn't get anxiety from smoking weed or taking mushrooms and shit. Because she can eat like a whole edible or two edibles and be fine. And then I'll eat half of one or a quarter of one and I'll be freaking out.
Yeah, he'll be like curled in a ball, like rocking back and forth.
That's me.
Yeah, and he's like, you don't feel it? I'm like, nope.
Yeah, and then she can take all these mushrooms and she'll be like chilling. And I'll take this, I'll take a fucking minuscule amount and be freaking out.
I don't know why.
So she handles her shit well, but not her liquor. But psychedelics, weed, all that edible shit, she can take like a champ.
I think it's because I'm like, my mind's strong, right?
Yeah, I mean.
So that means.
Probably, yeah. Do you ever have to take care of Steve when he gets too high?
I haven't in a while because he hasn't gotten too high in a while, but I used to do it all the time.
Dude, have you ever used Roman swipes? I've never used Roman swipes. Yeah, you need them because you need. I heard you have a problem lasting long. All right, boys, listen up. Roman swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting, but don't require a prescription. So you don't need to like deal with any doctors, nothing like that. It's all good. It'll be easy for you. Go to GetRoman.com/Bradley. That's GetRoman.com/Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, to get $10 off your first order of swipes plus free 2-day shipping. That's right. So in 2 days, you're going to last longer, or like 2.5 days, depending like... Yeah, I mean, it's like, listen, like, that's about 48 hours and, like, your woes are non-woes anymore, essentially. So make sure you click the link in the description to get $10 off swipes so you can start having longer-lasting sex. Jacob, make sure you click the link because I know you've been having some issues. Thank you, Roman Swipes. Shout out the gang. We're going back to this podcast. I love you guys.
You know.
No.
One time I ate too many edibles and we were at an Airbnb and then I'm like... I said my goodbyes to you. You remember that?
No.
You were that high?
I remember, but I don't
I thought I was going to die. I said my... She didn't remember. But
I feel like it's happened a few times.
No, I was... I thought I was dying, and I said my goodbyes to Selena.
Damn.
Like, where, like, in a movie where it's like, oh, she... I'm like when Spider-Man's mom died, like, Aunt like, May, when Aunt May
like
died.
Like, that was it.
Like, that was it. I was on Damn. The floor. I remember.
I've been there.
Yeah, and it was like... Goodbye, Selena. I love you. Whatever.
I'll tell you guys a story.
I don't want to know what that feels like, but I want to know what that feels like because I don't get it.
You don't.
Okay.
You're so blessed to have such a strong mind. I'm going to tell the story. I've been in the ER 3 nights in a row with anxiety.
Oh,
and I'm talking about.
That's not funny.
It's horrible. Like,
yeah.
And it got to, I remember this, the third night, the same nurses were there. They worked this, like, well, the third night, the first night, the second night it was different. And then the third night, the nurses from the first night were there. Mm-hmm. The shifts, something. And I remember they were like, yo, like, you're good. Like, they run the eight. Because I'm like, I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm dying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Too much marijuana. I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm dying. I'm like convinced I'm dying. And they run the EKG and they run all these tests. And they're like, you're fucking good. Like, what's going on? And then I remember even a few nights after, same thing, but I didn't go to the ER because I'm like, okay, I'm like afraid to do this. But I probably over the course of my life gone to an ER or called an ambulance or a firefighter. Like, this is kind of embarrassing to tell the truth. I really got to tell the truth though. Probably like 16 times.
Fuck it.
Like one time, actually, damn, can I tell this story?
Tell.
This story's fucking crazy. I've never, ever told this story. And I kind of don't want to say who I was with. Okay. So I went to, okay, I'm at Disneyland with this girl and her manager at the time.
Mm.
Okay. And this person is like super good. Like you know, how you can handle marijuana. Like no problem. You're good.
Yeah.
So this person is just like that. This girl is just like that.
Mm.
So she has this edible that is like, meanwhile, she probably smoked a bunch of fucking blunts like this. And then I'm avoiding that. And then she's like, let's take this edible. And I'm like, all right, I'll take some. So I grab this package. She's like, it's in the bag. I grab this package. It's amazing. This is amazing. I grabbed it. I'm glad you suggested this. I grabbed this package and it had, imagine like an edible that was like a big gummy. Like this gummy must have been like, I don't know, fucking 8,000 milligrams or some crazy shit. And it was a big gummy.
Was it like a giant gummy bear?
Yes. No, it was a giant like person or something. No, yeah, it might have been a bear. But I'll tell you why it wasn't clear. It wasn't clear because when it was in the bag, it was hot. It was hot that day. This thing melted into the corner of the bag. So imagine the whole thing like melted into, like compressed, condensed into the corner of the bag. So she's like, just rip a piece off.
Oh, shit.
Right? Okay. I rip a piece off. I eat it. Now, I'm in Disneyland. I'm starting to get kind of high. I'm like, okay, I'm getting high. I'm cool. Maybe like another 30 minutes go by. I'm like, whoa, it's getting like uncontrollable. Like where I feel everything when I'm high. Like sound is like repeating. Like I feel like my body is like my balance is getting crazy. The lights are feeling crazy. Everything. My mind is racing in like 10 different directions. I feel like everything is so overly sensitive and I'm so overly like aware of everything at the same time that I'm freaking the fuck out. That's how I can describe my anxiety, right? So, and imagine this peaks on me when they're doing the fucking parade at nighttime. The parade at nighttime. I'm talking about all the light. Imagine every light on this fucking thing and the music and like all this shit. And then I'm leaving. Imagine this. I'm leaving and I'm like freaking the fuck. I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm like fucking turning white. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna have a heart attack. I need to get out of here. I need to call the ambulance. And I'm in a bathroom, like splashing my face. And then I get out and I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave. And I'm like, I'm like, at this point, this is me. I'm like, I'm going to die. And she's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like trying to like, at first I was like trying to be cool. I'm like, no, let's just get out of here. Let's just get out of here. And I'm trying to like, you know, impress this girl. Right. So long story short, as I'm leaving out, like imagine all these lights. And then a guy will be like, you Bradley Martin, can I get a picture? And I'm like, fuck. Oh, and so no. Imagine, I swear there's someone out there right now who has a photo with me. Leaving Disneyland, I swear to God, this is a real story. If you could ever find this podcast, if you ever find this, if you ever listen to me, if you stuck around this long, because this was years ago, send this photo to me in a DM. Please get it to me somehow. He takes a picture with me, and I swear to God, this is after I left the bathroom, and I'm like looking white as a ghost, and I must have been like, like freaking like this, like freaking the fuck out. And I was like, well, that's, and I literally remember like, I'm starting to walk away and I'm like, I said to the guy, that's going to be the worst photo I ever took. And I'm like running away because I'm trying to get out of here.
Oh my God.
So anyways, we get out. So now imagine we got out and we had to get on the tram to ride it all the way back to the parking thing. And I'm freaking the fuck out the whole time. I'm like, I am dying. I am going to die. I'm going to have a heart attack. I don't know left from right, up from down. Like everything is happening at the same exact time. That's how my anxiety feels, right? And then I'm like, my heart's gonna stop. And then now, here's the issue. I was afraid to call the ambulance and the fire department in Disneyland because I knew it was gonna be this whole big scene, and everyone's gonna be like, Bradley Martin's fucking too high, right? In Disneyland, exactly. Oh, so now we have to find my car, and I drove there. So now I have a very expensive car at the time. It was a G-Wagon, very expensive car, and I was like, I can't. Now I'm like trying to find the car. Before we even get in the car situation, let me explain this. We're trying to find this car. And meanwhile, I'm the person who's always been responsible. Like, this is where I parked. I'm always good with directions. And everyone's looking at me like, high as fuck, being like, Brad, where's the car? And I'm like, I don't even know left from right. So we're going to like every fucking level to try to find the car. Now it's just making my anxiety 100 times worse because like, my car is gone. Someone stole my car. I'm thinking the worst case, everything. We finally get in the car. I'm like, I gotta go. So I'm driving super fast, pretty recklessly. I get in the freeway. And I end up telling her like someone else has to drive. But I remember then I was in the passenger seat, and this is what really fucked me up. Okay, this is what sent it to the roof. Like meanwhile, this is through already. Let me tell you. So this has been building, but I'm in the car and I'm like, I'm gonna have a heart attack, I swear. And then like, I think because I'm so anxious, I kind of like slurred my words. And then, you know, when you like look on the internet and you're like looking at like how, what happens if you're dying, this is like, I'm like, I have a heart attack or like a stroke, and it's like slur words. And I read this and I said it out loud, and I'm like on. So imagine me like freaking the fuck out and saying to her like, no, right here it says like, if like, and then she goes, you did slur your words. And then I remember being like, fuck, I'm going to die. Call the police right now. Cause like, she just further enforced this like thought of mine. And all shit hit the fan. We ended up pulling over to like a Jack in the Box or some shit. Called the fire department. They pull up, and this is one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. These motherfuckers get out of the car because they're like, "It's Bradley Martin."
The firefighter.
And they're like, "Yo, you're too high, dude. You're good." But I can't lie. That's like, it just took like an official to be like, "Yo, you're good, dude." They ran the EKG. They said there. I don't know why I needed that. Like, verification that I was okay. Again, this was years and years ago. I've dealt with it a lot like since then, but never to this degree. This is the worst I've ever experienced it. And from then, I never had an edible since. Unless it was like a nibble of something, but I've never like fully dosed an edible because I'm way too afraid. So when Steve, you talk about like him feeling like he's dying, like I've fucking been there.
Wow.
Really been there. I wish I could say the name. I just can't. She's very popular. You guys would love her.
Wow. That's a crazy story. It's like I can imagine that happening, but I've never felt that feeling. But I totally get it. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, get that. Yeah. You gotta get close to it. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
But yeah, I totally like understand what you're saying, but I've never felt the feeling.
But
like,
you've seen him experience that. Maybe not to that degree, but you've had moments where you had to like save him.
Yeah. I just like kind of comfort him.
I love that.
He doesn't talk or freak out though. He just kind of like will close his eyes. I don't know if he's trying to sleep.
I freak out. Like I'm like, I'm the kind of pacer where I'm like stretching and I'm like, oh, I think something's wrong with me. Like, and like, it's crazy. Like,
wow.
I mean, I have a girlfriend now who actually is the best thing in the world. And this is the reason why I'm asking you these questions is because like, she fucking saves me.
Wow.
Like if it wasn't for her, like I would be fucked if I ever get too high. I swear. It sounds like really bitch. I'm just admitting this, but I don't give a fuck. But that's why I found it cute. Like I get that vibe. And I just wonder like, I wonder if more people deal with that kind of shit to that degree. I'm assuming it's not super common, but I know that it's not completely uncommon.
Yeah, I don't think it's uncommon at all.
Yeah. I wish I knew statistics on this. Oh, the mic, yeah. I wish I knew statistics on this. We don't have a setup official back there. We got fucking Jacob.
Yeah,
by the way, I got to say this real quick. Shout out Nadeem Hamidi, who's one of my OG film videographers, photographers, editors. He last minute made sure all this ran together smoothly, got the mics and everything working. So shout out Nadeem. Thank you so much. Yeah, we should. We got a lot of stuff to improve on. Like a soundboard, yeah. It's
oh,
like,
yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah. I mean, with the travel setup, it'd be a little difficult, but we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what did you think about this experience? Because it's the first time you've ever done a podcast.
It was chill.
I'm a weird person, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I feel like I'm a really weird person.
I don't think so at all. All my friends are just like you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's dope.
All my friends from back home.
Hell yeah. So I got Florida vibes.
For sure.
Damn, yeah. Let's
where
go.
Where are you from?
I'm from the fucking opposite of Florida, which is San Francisco, California.
Oh, you grew up in San Francisco?
Yes, with all the pussies.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, you could definitely be a Florida, yeah.
Weird. Hmm? It's such a different, very different place.
Yeah. But,
did I just slur my words? Am I too high right now?
Possibly.
Holy shit, wait, I gotta call my fucking mom.
I know, I don't even know if I'm like feeling my mushrooms or not. I think I am, or I'm just high. I'm chilling.
Yeah, you're feeling good.
That's amazing. I feel so good.
Oh my God. You know the one thing we don't have right now? Because you said you talk about feeling good. We don't have any good audience questions. Dude, can you text Natalie right now?
Post a story, man.
Okay, no. The audience questions, Natalie has them. Hold on. Well, I'm going to FaceTime Natalie because we always have questions. And this is important. This is because I end every podcast with like a at like the audience ask questions. So if you guys want to ask, get your questions answered, shoot a question to askrawtalk@gmail.com. We'll answer your questions. We answer them live basically at the end of each episode. Myself will answer them and the guest. So any question you want answered, do that shit right now. But see if Natalie, let's see how a real one she is. All right. We need three audience questions. I'm with Selena.
What up?
Can you do that? Yeah, she's official. She can do it. So this is Natalie. This is my assistant.
Natalie.
This is Natalie. Thank you so much. We need these questions. I'm a little high, so bear with us.
Love it. Okay, let me pull up the question right now.
And I took a little bit of mushrooms, but not that many mushrooms.
Oh, not that many?
No, extremely.
I don't want to say, but like realistically, you probably took like 4 bars, whatever.
No. I've super microdosed, only that.
All
right. Yeah, give us some questions. By the way, if you guys are still listening, go to Apple iTunes and subscribe right now if you're on YouTube. And if you're on iTunes, then you're already here. So that's amazing. Go. You got a question?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. She has one. Okay, hold on. We're going to let Jacob. Go ahead, Jacob. Ask the first question.
If you could do a better job of what you're doing right
Okay. So Jacob asked if you can do any other job other than social media, what would it be and why? You can go ahead first.
I need to think about it.
Okay, I got it. I would be a criminal. That would be a career criminal. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. I think just like my instincts feel that.
A criminal.
Yeah, like a criminal. Like I'd probably be in and out of jail. What's that?
Damn.
What I suck, really? Why? But I'm like fucking smart. That's the key to being a criminal, right?
Is it what you would want to be or what you would be? I think you said what you would be, right?
What I want to be.
Yeah, like what would you want to be?
Oh,
I'm trying to think. I'm like, okay. What would I want
to
be?
Damn. To be honest, I don't know any other life. Like, I think I would have been a fucking trainer. I mean, that's what I was before the internet. Like, yeah. Straight up, I was just a trainer because I always liked talking to people. I always like, even, you know, through the exchange. And if you know this, if you're a trainer, if you're a personal trainer, you know that you train someone and the main thing is to keep them accountable, right? But one of the other things that's really important that I think people don't realize is like a good trainer is someone that also, because they're keeping you accountable, it's someone that you want to see, you can have good conversation with and like actually want to come back to the gym to like experience the whole gym thing with them. And that's what I always really enjoyed. Like beyond just like teaching someone how to train and what to work out, I enjoyed like understanding and getting to know people and like what made them want to work out and what made them feel like motivated. Because once you learn those things, it'd be really easy as a trainer to keep people motivated and to keep people engaged.
Yeah.
And now, so I think honestly, if I didn't do this, I'd be a trainer still because I loved it and I just love people.
Yeah.
So that's my answer.
Steven loves working out with you.
Steven?
Yeah, he loves working out with you.
No, he's the best. Right. I love it. We're both very weird. Fuck. I don't know, like that weird, like unending, like I have to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
We have that personality and I feel that same vibe whenever we're training. So it's always nice to have someone else who's like a little crazy about it too.
Yeah. He says he gets his best workouts when he's working out with you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's awesome. That's cool. That's nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That made me feel good. You got another question?
Pay somebody to do, but you insist on doing it yourself.
Okay, what's something that you could afford to pay someone to do, but you insist on doing it yourself?
Running my OnlyFans account.
Really?
Yep.
You totally could pay someone to do that. Like, yeah. why do you prefer?
And most people.
Why do you prefer to do it yourself?
Because it makes more sense. Because it's like completely like me, which is what they're paying for.
Right.
I don't know.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I could like go on about it. And then like I'm in control of my content. Like I'm in control of what I'm captioning it. Like,
but couldn't you still kind of be in control? You could still be in control of it. Like if you set the standard as far as like, this is funny because like I do this for other people. So I'm not trying to argue this point at all.
No, and everybody, and like all my friends, like we're working with agencies and love it. And I like even had thought about it before, but I'm just like so good at running my own account. Like I've never been like, oh, I really like, I've just been killing it.
Yeah. So you just fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, okay, so that's a good one. I don't think I have something that I could pay someone to do, but I want to do it myself. What'd you say? Everything. I would do everything myself if I could, but that's a part of my personality. That's like a fucking, an issue that's, you know, it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't spend all your time trying to do everything. That's when it's actually some good advice I can give you guys is like, if you tried to be the best at everything you did, you'd kind of get yourself to a point where like you're gonna really hit a wall. Like the biggest thing that I've learned, my biggest learning curve in my life with business and excelling at business, trying to get better, is finding the right people. And it's very, very hard to find the right people, but when you find them, like you can go so, so much farther. But like it's very easy to also find the wrong people. And it's very easy to get caught up in that and like trying to fix and make someone like understand why something's important to you or like why they should be doing it better. Cause like you would do it better if you were doing it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have enough time to do everything, obviously you can't. Right.
Yeah.
But when you find the right people, it's like, and you give those people enough power that they can kind of take the reins and do it themselves. But it's the key is trying to find the right people. And it's really difficult, but when you find them, it can be like game changing. So, yeah, that's just a little side note I learned from business shit. Finding right people is hard, but if you have them, I guess my advice here is like fucking keep them and lock them up.
You got to go through some trial and error.
Yeah, and keep them in chains so they can't get away. Mm-hmm. I'm kidding. That's not like some freaky OnlyFans shit. I'm kidding, obviously. Jesus Christ, you don't have chains on, motherfucker. Shut up. Okay? You don't know that. I see it. We can see it. You can turn these motherfuckers dancing with fucking Air Force Ones on. He's fine. This guy fucking... Anyways, okay, give us the last question.
Okay, so it says, what's a good way to stay work motivated for a goal? Oh. Really want and desire to achieve goals because work could get mentally draining at times. Any tips?
What's a good way to stay work motivated with a goal? What's a good way to, like, even though shit gets rough, to sustain it? Or what do you think? I have the answer for this, but I want your opinion first. Like when you're really focused on something, but you're like, fuck, this is like hard to get to, essentially. Like, what do you do?
I think that, well, I just know consistency is key because I've just, like, learned that in life.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of pushes me every day, I guess, to, like, do what I have to do, like, the little things I do for work and just everything I do.
Yeah. So consistency.
Yeah, like, consistency is key.
Consistency, right? Is absolutely, it's one of the most important things in everything that we do in life. Like, actually, hands down, when it comes to gains, like figuring anything out, it's just like consistently trying to learn it. Some people are obviously much faster at learning things than others.
Mm-hmm.
So beyond like the consistency aspect is like, how much do you really care about the thing you're trying to be good at?
Yeah, you also have to like enjoy doing it and have a passion for it in some sense.
It's huge. So learning how to like really look into yourself to understand what actually makes me happy and what actually makes me like what am I actually enjoying doing in my life, right? It's very easy for people to get caught up nowadays and like seeing what other people do, like whether it be like someone like you who's like doing OnlyFans and a girl sees and they're like, I want to do that, but like maybe it's not really for them. Mm-hmm. Versus like, you know, a guy who sees like Steve doing something and they're like, they try to do it but maybe it's not really for them, and like they find themselves keep running into walls because like it's not truly the thing that's like motivating them.
Mm.
Meaning like once you find out the thing that it really is that like really pushes you, that why you're actually doing it beyond just like what it looks like on the outside, the facade of like how Selena looks cool or she's hot, she's got OnlyFans and she's living this life. Like, do they actually want that beyond just seeing it from what you have? You know what I'm saying? Or what Steve has. Like, do they actually want that enough to spend the time and the effort and energy? Because the problem with all this stuff when you talk about goals is like so many people only see what is on the outside and people don't really see all the other shit that goes on to like building a business or building a career or building the social media platforms, like all the things that go on behind, like for you, for example, like the messages and you putting in all the extra work and time to like make it special for the people who are a part of your project or the, you know, the OnlyFans stuff or anything that you're doing. Like, I think it's really easy for people. They can't hear it anyways. It's fine because it's the mics, but Steve's over here yelling fucking words in the background, but we do this shit live no matter what. So I'm saying it's really easy for people to see the outside and to judge it off of like what it looks like and not understand all the details that go into something that really makes it special and great.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason to say that all is like, if you don't care enough about something because you just see it on the outside, and you're like, oh, I just want to make money or that looks cool or what that person has is cool, then like your true purpose in doing it is lost.
Yeah.
And you're going to constantly run into walls that you're like maybe are not adept enough to get through because you don't really care about the actual thing that you're doing. You care more about the end goal that you're trying to get. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's a thing that it's like if you then focus on, okay, am I actually doing something that I really love to do? Then when it gets fucking tough, you keep going. What's going on?
He was just laughing. So I was like, yeah, yeah.
Steve's funny, man.
Oh, but yeah, I feel it's like easy. It just sucks because like a lot of people are spending so many hours like working just so they can like make money to pay their bills, and they're doing things that they don't like to do. So it's like hard for them to spend time doing what they are passionate about because they're spending so much time working at a job they don't like or so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's common. Or even pursuing something that like they don't really want because of like just what it looks like on the outside.
Yeah. Or right? Maybe it like makes good money, but it like you just hate it.
Exactly. So I think that I mean, ultimately find happiness as life is trying to do something, or whether you're the best at it or you're trying to be the best at it or like trying to pursue something that you really want to go after in life. Like say, for example, you grew up and your mom was always like, hey, you should be a nurse. And say you didn't like nursing like she liked nursing, but she said you should be a nurse and you just hated it. But you just started doing it because your mom said it,
mm-hmm.
or because you thought it was a good idea. And then you're like, fuck, like, and every day, yeah, you're making money and you're good, but are you truly happy?
Yeah.
And that's what, like, life comes down to the end of the day. Like, are you finding happiness somehow? Are you trying to figure it out? And that's what we're all just trying to figure out. But if you go towards things that you know in your heart are not truly making you happy, then it's like, you just have to ask yourself, why am I doing this? And take that inventory in of yourself and try to, like, figure out a different way.
Yeah.
So.
That's great advice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, give us another question. Thank you.
All right. This guy asked, how do I get women, an abundance of women? Thank you and love the podcast.
Okay. How do I get women, an abundance of women? Thank you and love the podcast. By the way, Natalie, aren't you supposed to be leaving the house to go to... Okay, cool. All right, that's it. So we'll answer this last question. Thank you, Natalie. I appreciate you.
No problem. Bye.
I'll see you. Okay, bye. So how do guys get an abundance of women? And this is actually a good question to ask you. That was the best question to end this with.
An abundance of women.
Yeah, like, how do you think guys, like, I mean, obviously he's talking about, like, he wants a bunch of women, but let's keep it simple. Answer that question. What do you think would make a woman, like, and a bunch of women be attracted to a guy? Like, what could a guy do to be, like, to get women's attention, essentially?
I don't know. Tell you just that, like, be popping.
Oh, wear a fucking face mask. And be like, yeah, I care about my skin.
Yeah, show up to the club in a face mask. But he didn't only wear a face mask. He wore, like, he would have, like, that wrap around his head. Like, his mom would give him one, so he'd wear it. He was, like, such a mama's boy. It was so funny.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I also, like...
So, yeah. Be a mama's boy, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I also just love when, like, you come from, like, a good family, too. It's just, like, you know that they're going to be a good person if they come from a good family.
Yeah. That's cool. Because I can't really answer that question because I'm a dude. So, I'm glad we had a female guest for that. That's it all. That's all, folks. I almost fucking slurred my speech again. I was called 911.
Yeah, give us a break. We took shrooms.
Yes.
I'm give like us hoping a break. I sound okay.
No, you crushed it.
Okay.
Yeah, you crushed it. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching Raw Talk. I appreciate all the fucking support. You guys have been amazing. The feedback's incredible. Number one podcast in the world. Fuck all the other podcasters. I think they're number one. I'm just kidding. But I love you guys. I appreciate all the love and subscribe to the channel. So much more coming soon. That's it. That's how we do it. That's it. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Selena. Oh, by the way, before we fully close it out, though, how could they find you? Where could they find you? What socials, all that stuff? I know they can probably just...
I'm back on Twitch. It's Selena Smith. Okay. And then that's also my Instagram, Twitter, my everything.
You just find Selena Smith, you'll find her.
It's Selena Smith. Like, it's Selena, ITS, Selena Smith.
It's Selena Smith. Okay. Yeah. And you don't do, like, YouTube, nothing like that?
I'm not on YouTube yet, but I think that I'm going to... I think I really want to do YouTube.
Oh, fuck. So, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Two psychopaths. Oh, my God, dude. That's so look out for that. Thank you for coming on so last minute, and thank you for the conversation.
I just found out, like, 30 minutes before the podcast that I was going on a podcast today.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, too, this is how I do podcasts with zero planning.
Yeah, I was not ready for this. But
that was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you guys for the love, too. I'm out of here.
You see this? I'm like...
Wow.
You saw that?
Yeah, you're high, huh?
I'm high as fuck right now.
Body's faded.
I almost want to take my headphones off, but I don't have them, but it's a habit to take them off at the end.
I was seeing a halo around you the whole time.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So why?
Really?
Wait, you saw a halo around me the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
What? Why?
There's like a green glow around your whole body right now.
Damn, that's dope.
Wait, doesn't that mean something? Is that like your aura?
Yeah, maybe that just means
you're the fucking Green Goblin, buddy.
I don't know.
Like, green is good because it's like green light. If it was bad, it would be like red.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was red, I'd be tripping out.
I'm in my zone, bro. I'm in a state right now.
You don't have to talk in the mic anymore, man.
We're
on the vlog.
Right, I see.
Oh.
We're on the vlog now, yeah.
Dude, that was lit. Let's fucking go. One man show right here. One man show, Jacob. Let's go.
Wait, was it lit?
That was great. Yeah, that was fucking awesome. Yeah. Crush that. That was so cool. Come over here, we'll show you some other shit.
She's gonna probably start screaming.
Dude, we fucking... Damn, that was dope. We threw that shit up, no problem. That was the most random fucking dope podcast I think I've ever done. I love it. Look at this shit. This is seriously in his element right here.
Not even kidding. This is like... This is Steve will do it, actually.
See the hand right there?
See the hand? Dead. 100%. Look at that.
See if we get a kill anyway.
He's always got like a fucking car. He's always sniping.
How'd it go?
Go, it went amazing. You're actually fucking...
Yeah, it's really dope. Is this running smooth?
It was yesterday.
Yeah, I want to run on that. Okay, anyways, I love you guys. I'm out of here. Subscribe to the YouTube channel every Tuesday at 11 a.m. and let me know how you guys like that podcast. If you guys could, go to iTunes, drop a nice little review. That's pretty much it. Love you guys. I'm out of here.